From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, hello. It's time to talk movies. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello, JT. How are you this fine Friday?
I love Fridays. It's always good ahead of the weekend. So close, you can just about smell it.
Exactly right. And it's just, it's been a big week and there's nothing like a Friday and you go, you know what, it's nearly 5 o'clock, nearly time to go home.
Well, it's not nearly 5 o'clock. We've still got a number of hours to go yet.
Five hours to go. I mean, it's five o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Usually in the manager's office at the Forum 6 in Tamworth. So.
If my bosses are listening, no, that's definitely not true.
got some drinky poos in there, Mr. Lee. what's chosen today? Come on. A nice Pinot, I reckon. Yeah, is that the case?
Yeah, no, definitely not. We won't talk about that. The scotch or anything.
Not at all. In the bottom drawer, right? In the bottom drawer. And Mr. Lee, do you like my shirt today? You haven't complimented.
I do.
Do you like it?
I noticed it. It's very Hawaiian.
Yes, I went floral today because it's Friday. Yeah. I've got loud shirt day. You could have gone to a bit more of an effort, but that's okay.
I didn't get the memo.
You've got it now. So next week, please. Friday's okay. Loud shirt days, okay?
Okay. I will make sure I have one next Friday ready.
Your customers will love it. They will really appreciate it. So, let's get into some movies. Welcome to Talking Flicks. We've got lots happening on the show today. We're going to go around our screens a bit later on. We'll take a look and see what the top movie is around the world in our top fives. Mr. Lee, what's your prediction this week? Where's your money at?
I don't know. Well, I'm still thinking Bridget Jones is still doing well, but I don't know. We had Mickey 17 open. We've also had a few others open. But Bridget has been hanging in for so long.
You know what? After Duncan, our Talking Flicksters 4 out of 5 Chock Top score on Wednesday, I'm thinking Mickey 17 could very well be maybe taking over Bridget Jones. But we'll find out a bit later on in Talking Flicks. And, of course, it is all thanks to the Forum 6 Cinemas in Tamworth and Wagga and the Odeon 5 in Orange.
Movies coming to a cinema near you. Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
So our first movie we're going to talk about is Black Bag. Now, this is a spy thriller drama, and it is actually directed by Steven Soldenberg, and it stars Cate Blanchett, Michael Fassbender as a married couple, and they're actually working for an intelligence agency. But the problem is the husband has been told by his bosses that he thinks the wife is selling secrets of the country, and he's got to work out whether or not it's true. So let's take a listen.
Where are you off to?
Black Bag.
Right. You asked how it works. To be with someone in this business, this is her.
If a situation presents itself, would you choose your marriage over everything else?
My devotion to my marriage is my professional weakness. Love you.
You've got a breach.
What did you do?
One of our people stole something.
Something extremely valuable.
You cannot imagine the damage. Find the leak.
How long do you think you'll need?
Give me 2 weeks.
Thousands of innocent people will die.
Okay, 1 week.
Who's the suspect?
Your wife.
I can feel when you're watching me.
Sorry.
I like it.
When you can lie about everything, when you can deny everything, how do you tell the truth about anything?
I need a satellite redirect, but this has to be unofficial.
You are one naughty husband, George.
You think this isn't normal? The way you're doing this, just so you know.
What's on the menu?
Fun and games.
Is it true? No one can lie to you?
I don't like liars.
If it is Catherine, do you really think you can do it?
I don't know.
Maybe this is all your greatest game, George.
It's a very dangerous line of work.
I'll say.
Would you kill for me, George? Would you?
Love a good spy movie, Black Bag. And Mr. Lee, our Talking Flickster, Michael, will be reviewing that one for us on Wednesday.
Yeah, he will. And I can't wait to hear his thoughts about it. Doesn't that sound awesome?
Doesn't it
sound really captivating? Like, it really sucks you in, just wanting to know whether she is or not.
Yeah, and again, Cate Blanchett, Michael Fassbender with superstars at the helm. You know it's going to be a great movie. So, yeah, can't wait to get into that one this weekend. Now, another one too, Mr. Lee. Halle Bennett, Tom Surridge in this one. Widow Lecote?
I'm so pleased you said that.
I've got no idea. But
this is a period drama, and it is actually based on truth. It's the story of the Champagne Empire and the woman who ruled it. And it's all about when her husband passes away, she takes over the family business. It is set in 19th century French hills, I presume, because that's where they have really good wine. Let's have a listen.
Welcome to the vineyards of Vercy, the most beautiful in all of Champagne. My darling, I think we might have found the secret to perfect happiness. I am hopelessly, unequivocally yours.
Francois willed the vines to me because he knew I would never sell. I will be continuing to care for them myself.
Wine is a very difficult vocation, my dear. You underestimate what it will require of you.
I know what it requires. I've been in the fields for years.
You have one chance. One.
These fields do not need replanting or starting over again.
I disagree. They need to struggle to survive. I want our champagne to have structure, depth.
I do admire you trying to run things as you want, as a woman would.
We lose these first shoots to frost. We lose the harvest.
No one can fall asleep.
A woman is not capable of running this vineyard.
When I have proceeds, I will send them to you.
The woman is forbidden to run a business under the law. Her vineyard should be placed in the hands of an experienced executor.
Was this the plan all along?
No, madame. It never occurred to them you would succeed.
So many obstacles ahead, so much at stake. But there is hope, however unpredictable.
Your instincts have always been so good. Why won't you listen to yourself now?
I don't want to.
No one can sell abroad due to Napoleon's embargoes against his enemies.
I want to stay ahead of him.
Of Napoleon? So you're a criminal at heart?
Human beings are compelled to create, to lay down our lives however best we can. It is so that we might uncover the secrets of ourselves. And that with any luck, 100 years from now, someone will know that we were here.
Widow Cleco. You like that one, Mr. Lee? It sounds good, doesn't it?
It sounds very good. And if you like champagne, wouldn't it be nice to know where champagne came from? So, yeah, how it all started.
I'm a champagne kind of guy, Mr. Lee. Top shelf.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Oh, God. So it's not the brute champagne you're after then, is it?
I do like the cheap stuff, though. I won't lie. It always tastes better. Passion pop, Mr. Lee. Passion pop. Verdi,
yeah.
They call it. Verdi. The Brutalist, it was all over the Oscars. It was all this hype. Adrian Brody, Guy Pearce. Now you guys have got that on the big screen this week.
We have in Orange and in Tamworth, it is playing. It is 230 minutes long. I will make sure people are aware of that. There is a built-in intermission in it. So partway through, there is a, I don't know how long, I think it's going to be about 10-minute intermission. So sitting there for that length of time, you do need to go get up and go for a walk, maybe visit the toilet or something. Anyway, let's have a listen to The Brutalist.
At this time, I would like to introduce a boy who will be under the leadership of Babe Ruth.
Cousin.
Welcome to Donations of Food and Clothing. Please help the homeless. Help the homeless.
Laszlo Tok, is that you?
What can I do for you?
Tell me, why is an accomplished foreign architect shoveling coal here in Philadelphia?
I'm afraid it is not so simple.
Join me in looking forward toward the future. Over 800,000 square feet of surface area.
It's ambitious.
Laszlo, we tolerate you.
Soldier! You can't, sir. You cannot.
Yes, I can!
Promise you won't let it drive you mad. I promise. Beautiful.
Yeah, picked up 3 Oscars. Best actor, Adrian Brody. Best cinematography. Best original score as well, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, it's interesting. It was a favourite to win the Best Picture, but as we all know, it went to Anora.
Yeah,
it was up there. So, and we know Guy Pearce was up for Best Supporting Actor. He got a nom for that as well. He missed out. But it's a movie, I think, that, you know, if you're into these type of movies, yeah.
It was up for 10 Oscars, so you know that you know it's going to be a great film. So that is out. And speaking of the Best Picture, Anora, that is screening this week, Mr. Lee.
Yes, and we've also got Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, Captain America, Brave New World, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Hard Truths, The Lost Tiger, Mickey 17, The Monkey, September 5, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Spit, Mufasa the Lion King, Moana 2, Paddington in Peru, 10 Lives, Heart Eyes, and Maria. So check out your local cinema for what's playing near you.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
And you get to go first this week, Mr. Lee. You're getting very oriental. You're going to Taiwan for our top fives.
Yeah, which is somewhere. Have we ever been to Taiwan?
Yeah, I think we have. I mean, made in Taiwan is usually what we get, but no, I think it's... No, this is well, you know what? There probably are some good movies that are made in Taiwan, but I couldn't name one. Yeah. But let's have a look and see what they're showing.
Sure. Number 5 is A Complete Unknown. Number 4 is Mufasa the Lion King. Number 3 is Moana 2. Number 2 is Captain America Brave New World. And number 1 for Taiwan, Mickey 17.
Oh, there you go. It's got one on the board. Let's see if it can do it again in the USA. Number 5 is Paddington in Peru. Number 4 is The Monkey. Number 3 is Last Breath. Number 2 for the USA is Captain America Brave New World. And number 1... Oh, it's happened again. Mickey 17.
Oh, let's go off to Australia. Number 5 is Anora. Number 4 is Nezar 2. Number 3 is Captain America Brave New World. Number 2 is Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy. And number 1 for Australia, Mickey 17.
There you go. Wow, it's done it. All 3.
It has.
Takes a hat trick.
Wow.
Mm.
I thought Bridget, it's taken a while to take Bridget off number 1, so that's interesting that it's actually gone it and done it.
Robert Pattinson, he's doing it. So there you go, Mickey 17, all 3 in our top 5s for this week, and it is out this weekend, so make sure you go and have a bit of a look. Now, Mr. Lee, we have a bit of talk about Oscars before last week. It was the Hollywood's Night of Nights. Let's just rehash. Unfortunately, In our Oscar prediction, you came unstuck for the first time ever, I might add.
Yes, exactly right. It is the first time ever. You must have really done your research, I tell you.
I did.
It's never happened before.
I mean, I don't really need research to win, but unlike you, research is it's so overrated. Anyway, So I 1 point in it, but still a win's a win. I'll take it any which way, Mr. Lee. And I didn't want to watch the Minions. I didn't want to get stuck with those pesky little yellow creatures or whatever you want to call them. So thank God I didn't have to watch the Minions on the weekend, and I was so blessed. You, however, Mr. Lee, had to watch Tom Cruise, and we still don't know why, what your issue is with Tom Cruise. I don't know what's going on there, but
it's been so long. I really don't know. I can't remember why. I've never really been a fan of his.
No, I've got no idea. Weird. I don't know what the problem is, but I think he's a great guy. But anyway, so Cocktail was the movie that I chose for you. Here's a bit of a...
Now, what was it that you ordered? A martini. What's in that?
There are many ways to fool a customer. You will learn them all.
Yes, Obi-Wan.
You get the women, you get the bucks, and you can see the color of their panties, and you know you've got talent. Stick with me, son, I'll make you a star.
Yeah.
I want you guys working for me.
This is a real opportunity.
Jet set bartenders, eh?
The Caribbean Jamaica man.
Everybody a drink? My rum specialties, perhaps?
Bartender with the line for everything.
The bartender.
Yeah, all right. So we're going to review. You sat down, you watched it. It was Saturday afternoon, wasn't it? Because you were messaging me.
Yes,
back and
it was.
Forth.
Yeah, I was messaging you to let you know I'd started. And I have to say, I forgot. I had actually watched it when it first came out all those years ago. And it brought back so many memories. The music. That was incredible. Like, the music from the 80s is great. Like, that's, you can't beat the music.
And, so it sounds like you actually liked it. Anyway, and then we'll explain what happened with your wife, Wendy, in just a second.
Yes.
Before we do that, let's hear how it all went in a nice quick package. This is Mr. Lee sitting down to watch Cocktail last weekend.
Okay, we're starting to watch Cocktail for the podcast. Tom Cruise and Elizabeth Shue with Brian Brown.
All right. Now, what was it that you ordered? A martini. What's in that?
I have to say, I like the music. I think the music's really good. It's very 80s. You can tell by the outfits are worn and the cars, all that.
There are many ways to fool a customer. You will learn them all.
Yes, Obi-Wan.
You get the women, you get the bucks, and you can see the colour of their panties, and you know you've got talent. Stick with me, son, I'll make you a star.
Okay, my final thoughts about Cocktail. I have to say, they're all very young. It was a time in the 80s where, you know, I used to go out and do things. It was very nostalgic. It wasn't bad. And I have to say, out of all his movies, that's probably one that I think he wants to forget. But it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I sat through the whole thing. And I won't say I enjoyed it as much as something else, but I don't know whether anyone else could have played the role. I did look to see that there were a lot of other people that were offered the role before Tom Cruise was. Whether it would have been any different, don't know. But overall, yeah, I give it, out of 5 Choc Tops, I give it 2.5.
Come on. Everybody a drink? My rum specialties, perhaps?
Bartender with the line for everything.
The bartender.
Yeah, well done, Mr. Lee. Well done. Well Thank done. You very much. Yeah. You did a great job. And I've got to be honest, I watched the trailer. I'm now going to be watching that this weekend because it looks really good.
Oh, really?
It's got me hooked. Oh. Yes, I like it. I do. Very young Tom Cruise, but
very young, and very young Brian Brown as well.
Yes, and the music at Kokomo.
Yeah,
Addicted to Love. Yeah. You know, just some great 80s bangers in there. Now, your wife, Wendy, she saw you watching the film and she watched a bit of it with you. Is that right?
Yeah. She actually came probably three quarters of the way through. I'd been watching and she said, oh, you're watching Cocktail? And I went, yeah, because I've got to, because I love. Anyway, I went through all that. Anyway, I actually had to go out, go do a bit of shopping, came back. And she was watching it. She actually watched it from the beginning up to the point she watched it. So both of us have now watched Cocktail. So once you've watched it, that's awesome.
Yeah. That's good. Nah, look, Tommy Cruise, he goes all right. Mr. Lee, you're going to say something nice about him? Come on.
Well, I will. I will actually say he did a great job in the movie. There you go.
And good on you.
At least he's not probably doing those sort of movies anymore. He's doing more action.
Totally, he is. He's not as young as he was in Cocktail, obviously. But
Yes.
So well done, Mr. Lee. That is the Oscars done and dusted.
Thank you.
Now, thank you for taking on the challenge. And I'm glad you enjoyed the movie. So we'll see how we go. 2026. What's on the cards?
Look out.
Yeah.
Look out. I will be back.
Let's do some movie news. Now, Margot Robbie, I love it anytime she makes our news. What's going on with my Margs? Come on, what's happening?
Well, this is very interesting. There's a new movie coming out called The Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey. It is a romantic fantasy movie, and it's been made by Sony, and it stars Margot plus Colin Farrell. It was actually meant to set to be released in May this year, but it's been pushed back to September. And the reason why is Sony feels it's a better time to release the movie in September, not May. So it's nothing about the movie or anything. It's just Sony were looking at the dates to be released and they thought it would be a much better idea to release it then. So, which is what they do a lot of the times. Movies move all the time. You know, the dates always change. So, So we just have to wait a bit longer for the Margot movie. Damn. Which I put that in there for you especially because it was about Margot. So
I was looking forward to seeing her in May. Now I've got to wait to September. That's okay, Margs. We will meet again soon. So looking forward. She says she's having a baby or something. She hasn't had a baby. She had a baby. I should know that.
I thought you sent her a present and everything.
It's in the mail.
It's in the mail.
I'm sure she'd love to get a present from me. All right, let's go around the screens, Mr. Lee, and let's have a look and see what's happening at Odeon 5 and Forum 6 Cinemas. What's happening in Orange?
Yeah. Look, they've got on March 19 the Queer Screen Festival, which is happening. It's been put on by Charles Sturt University. Also in April 13, playing in Orange, Tamworth and Wagga, we've got the next Andre Rules 75th birthday celebration, which is always a hit. Tickets are on sale now for it, so make sure you grab your tickets for that one, April 13. And then in Tamworth, we've got our next art house screening from March 20 called Sing Sing, which was also up for an Oscar nom. And also on March 24, Ladies Movie Night at 7:30 for Disney's Snow White. Tickets on sale now for that as well. And the big news, which has just happened, our next anime movie is happening on March 22 and 23, and it's called Mobile Suit Gundam something or other beginning. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that.
No, I'm not even going to attempt
exactly
that. I thought that was a typo. GQUUUUUUX. No, there's got to be something wrong there, surely. Did you put the finger down on you or something like that?
I double checked that because I know that you would say something.
Your U key got stuck, didn't it? When you were doing that.
It's you.
You worry me sometimes.
So that's happening, and tickets will be on sale for that very shortly.
Wonderful. So that is what's happening around the screens. Opening next week. I'm sure there's so many people looking forward to this one, Mr. Lee. Disney's back with Snow White. If you love the 1937 classic, you're going to love this.
Yeah, look, this is a live-action musical. It's starring Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. And it is going to be huge. I think it's going to be very big because we've got the bashful, doc, dopey, grumpy, happy, sleepy and sneezy all in it, which is great. Plus, we've got a new horror thriller, which this actually looks very interesting. It's called Locked and it stars Bill Skarsgård and Anthony Hopkins. And it's about a guy who's trying to steal a car. He breaks into the car, but he gets trapped in this car, and Anthony Hopkins' character traps him in there and then starts driving and doing things, and this guy tries to get out of the car, but he can't get out.
Oh.
So that opens next week.
Love a good horror film. We haven't had one in a little while, so that is good. That is coming next week. Speaking of Wednesday, our Talking Flickster from this week was Duncan. He reviewed Mickey 17 for us, so you can go and check that out now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, Talking Flicks. And Mr. Lee, we have another Talking Flickster coming up this Wednesday, which is Michael, and he will be reviewing Black Bag.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to hearing his thoughts on that movie with Kate Blanchett.
What do we know about Michael? Is he a good guy? I don't know. We haven't had Michael on before, have we? No,
we haven't. This will be his first. He's going to be...
Pressure's on. Yep. I'm just cracking my knuckles here. It's going to be good fun. Nah, we'll be nice to you, Michael. We will.
We will.
Yes. Yeah, we don't bite. Sometimes. Wednesday, we will catch you at midday for the Talkin' Flickster podcast. And if you want to be a Talkin' Flickster, Mr. Lee, it is so easy, isn't it? Like, it's a couple of clicks.
It certainly is. All you got to do is head to forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au, click on Talking Flicks banner, and then just fill in the form, and away you go.
Easy peasy. Just like that.
Easy peasy, all right.
All right.
That's good. I like that.
You like it? Yeah, it's good. Okay, well, we've come to the end of the podcast, Mr. Lee. Just like that. Done and dusted.
Time goes so quickly, doesn't it, when we talk about movies?
We're having fun. That's what we're doing. Weekend, Mr. Lee, what's happening this week? Anything good for you?
No, my son's coming home from the weekend, so I'm really looking forward to catching up with him. He only moved away a couple of weeks ago, but he's coming home, so I'm really looking forward to it. He'll be home tonight, so very exciting. So good to see him. So it'll be just a family weekend.
Very nice, Mr. Lee. Looking forward to rugby league this weekend. Lots of footy, lots of footy. Seeing Parramatta get belted again. No, we'll have a bit.
It was hard, wasn't it?
It was awful. Oh, it was absolutely dreadful. It was. So hopefully, hopefully we have a better round two. My son's got a game of footy as well. We'll get trial time. So all this footy stuff this weekend. So a weekend engrossed in sport. Looking forward to that. Hopefully no rain. It'd be nice to have a break from the rain, some sunshine, wouldn't it?
Oh, it's been a bit of rain around, hasn't it?
Mm. Rain puts a real damper on things. Alfie. Yes, well, Alfie's ex Alfie now.
Ex Alfie, yes.
Well, because rain is a damper, let's do something positive. How about a bit of JT's positivity? Do you like that, Mr. Lee?
I do. I always look forward to this part of the podcast, so go for it.
Okay. All dreams are within reach. All you have to do is keep moving towards them. Boom. There you go.
It's so true, bud. That is so true.
It is. It's just, yeah, so true. So
yeah.
If you're having a bad day, hopefully that has made you feel a fraction better. Just a fraction, even that would make that. I hope so. And what's going to make you feel even better is I'm about to play our closer. Have a wonderful afternoon, and we'll catch you on Wednesday at midday. Enjoy your weekend, Mr. Lee. Tom Cruise free.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au, or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.